From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Leading Republican and Democratic senators are formally announcing what they describe as a tough but fair plan for immigration reform. They include a path to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country. Senator Charles Schumer of New York says he thinks after multiple attempts, this might be the year compromise is reached on immigration.
It's our hope that these principles can be turned into legislation by March and have a markup by Chairman Leahy's committee with the goal of passage out of the Senate by late spring or summer.
His Republican colleague from Arizona, Senator John McCain, says border security is on the right track but still has a long way to go.
There's no question there's been a significant reduction in illegal crossings over the past 5 years. Apprehension of illegal immigrants by the Border Patrol have dropped 70% from 2005 to 2012. But their work is not yet complete.
President Obama is expected to address immigration overhaul during a visit to Nevada tomorrow. The Coast Guard and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are still trying to assess how much oil has leaked into the Mississippi River after two oil barges crashed into a railroad bridge near Vicksburg over the weekend. NPR's Kathy Lohr has more.
Orange containment boom is stretched across part of the river near Vicksburg, and crews are skimming oil from the water a day after the barge crashed. The barge carried 8 tanks. Each one contains 80,000 gallons of light crude oil, but officials say only one of the tanks has been leaking. An oily sheen was reported up to 3 miles downriver from the bridge. Part of the river has been closed to traffic since the accident, backing up at least 24 tugboats, barges, and other vessels, while crews transferred the remaining oil from the damaged tank. The barge was headed southbound Sunday when it struck the bridge. Officials say investigators are trying to figure out exactly how the accident happened. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
The French government is taking up a controversial bill to legalize same-sex marriage and adoption. Proponents rallied this week, as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
About 125,000 supporters of same-sex marriage and adoption took to the streets of Paris Sunday, far less than the estimated 340,000 opponents of the measure that turned out to protest 2 weeks ago. But French President François Hollande has promised to hold good on his campaign pledge. Same-sex couples have had the right to civil unions in France for the last 15 years, but they must go abroad to adopt children. That's why France needs this law, says Emmanuel Petit, who has 2 children with his partner.
Today, I'm like a stranger for my children. Legally speaking, I have no rights at all. What I would like is being able to adopt them so that they can be protected in case anything could happen to my partner.
Polls show about 63% of French people support same-sex marriage. The number drops when it concerns adoption. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR. Families in Brazil are beginning to bury victims of yesterday's fire at a nightclub. More than 230 people were killed when the blaze swept through the Santa Maria Club, which was hosting a party for university students. Police are detaining 3 people and seeking a 4th person for questioning. Egypt's main reform coalition is rejecting the Islamist president's request for talks unless the group's conditions are first met. Opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei says he believes the dialogue President Mohamed Morsi wants to have will lack content. Meanwhile, another person's been killed in nearly a week of violence that has claimed dozens of lives. Yesterday, President Morsi declared emergency rule in at least 3 cities. Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, nabbed top of the weekend box office in the U.S. and Canada. NPR's Trina Williams reports the fairy tale turned action flick earns an estimated $19 million in ticket sales.
This twist on Hansel and Gretel is a lot different than the childhood story you may remember. The brother and sister are no longer the hunted little boy and girl, but adult bounty hunters with crossbows.
We almost died at the hands of a witch, but that past made us stronger. We've gotten a taste of blood, witch blood, and we haven't stopped since.
Jeremy Renner and Gemma Arterton portray the title characters. Last weekend's best movie, Mama, drops a spot. Silver Linings Playbook is number 3, then Zero Dark Thirty. Parker, starring Jennifer Lopez and Jason Statham, debuts at number 5. Trina Williams, NPR News.
The U.S. stocks are turning higher, with the Dow gaining 13. It's at 13,909. NASDAQ up 12 at 3162. S&P 500 up slightly. This is NPR News.